Steve, we have a guest.
We do have a guest.
Who do we got?
We have former NFL quarterback. He played with a multitude of teams, but most notably the Cincinnati Bengals and the Chicago Bears.
The Chicago Bears.
NFL vet Jeff Blake. Jeff, how's it going today?
Doing great, guys. How are you guys doing this evening?
Well, I'd be great if people would stop writing off quarterbacks after 1 year. People in Philly hate Nick Foles. People around the league hate Johnny Manziel, think he's an alcoholic. I'd be great if people would just stop overreacting after 1 year.
Well, I tell you, you know, you have a lot of quarterbacks that set high standards, not only off the field, but off the field as well. And those are the standards that people look for you to abide by, you know. And if you're going to, you know, but, you know, it's different for Nick Foles. Nick got hurt. So, you know, that's not his fault. You know, he had an injury, and hopefully he can come back and do the things that he needs to do to win his job back. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. But other guys, you know, the NFL holds itself up to a higher standard, and a lot of those guys like the Brady's and the Peyton, man, you don't see them getting in a lot of trouble off the field, or handling themselves in a certain type of way. You know, even look at Russell Wilson. You want to talk about a younger guy, how to handle himself. That's a prime example. So those guys need to take examples from those guys, and, you know, and get their stuff straight.
Do you think Johnny Manziel is done? Do you think his career is shot already? I mean, I've been a huge fan since, you know, day one when he got to Cleveland. I thought he could resurrect that, you know, that city. But right now, it doesn't look to be the case. Would you say there's hope for this guy, or is he doomed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's hope for him. I mean, you know, remember Pac-Man Jones' career?
Yep,
I mean, he turned his career around. He solidified himself, you know, into the league. So, I mean, but he was a guy. That's a guy that had a lot of problems. He's been going through a lot. He was at the Cowboys and other teams. And he's, you know, he found his way and settled down and started becoming a productive player. So, you know, this is Johnny's first year, and he's taking care of his problems right now, not waiting down the road to take care of it, you know, but he's taking care of it right now because he realized, you know, he's not going to get that many opportunities.
Seriously, Mr. Blake should be in radio. He's just breaking. Where were you all NFL season? We were reaching out to the same old guest all the time. We needed you on more throughout our NFL season. Let's get to the football field. It's being called. I mean, we have the Immaculate Reception. We have the catch by David Tyree and the catch part two by Mario Manningham. And now we have the worst call in NFL history. Thanks a lot, Pete Carroll. What did you think of the ending of Super Bowl 49? Is it the worst call you've ever seen? And what was your takeaway from Super Bowl 49?
Well, I don't think it was the worst call I've ever seen, but it was definitely one of the most surprising calls I've ever seen. I really thought Seattle was going to win that game at the end. You know, they had plenty of time. They had one of the top rushing games and running backs in the NFL. But at that time, he had 18 rushing touchdowns at that moment. And I think I would have went down in the ship just handing him the ball and giving him opportunity to get 1 yard. I don't think they could have stopped him long enough for him not to get 1 yard. I've seen that guy run over 6-7 people at one time. So I think 1 yard, he could have been able to handle that. So I don't think it was a bad call, but definitely a surprising call. You know, you never know what people are thinking. You know, never know what they're seeing upstairs in the press box, up in the coach's box. You know, they probably saw 8-9 in a box, and they felt like they better have a better opportunity one-on-one outside. And the DB made it, you know, the defensive back made a good jump on the ball, and he was a lot more aggressive to the ball than the receiver. He actually, you know, knocked the receiver down to get the ball, and the receiver should have, you know, did the opposite. You know, he should have been a little bit more aggressive to the ball. And at least at that point, he could at least knock it down.
Yeah, that's the one thing I hate about what it will be always known as the call, is Malcolm Butler makes the play of his life. He'll never have to buy a drink in Boston for as long as he's in a Patriots uniform. He likely rises up the depth chart for them next year, depending on the Darrell Revis contract situation. But Malcolm Butler makes a fantastic play. Ricardo Lockett looks like he's the weakest guy on the football field for the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. And all we're talking about is the play call.
They should have kept throwing it to Matthews. He was hot. You know, if you were going to make that throw, you should throw it to Matthews. He's 6'5". You could have threw a little bit higher, and Butler wouldn't have been able to make that play. And he's a lot bigger, you know. He's a lot bigger, too. So if he's going to throw that play, throw it to Matthews. He had the hot hand the whole night.
I'm not disagreeing with you. But quarterback position, you're pretty familiar with. And it was the hot debate after the seconds ticked off. Joe Montana or Tom Brady? Who's the best quarterback of all time?
You know, different era, different game, different style of game. I don't think Tom Brady could be the quarterback he is today in that style of play, where you can hit the quarterback as much as you want. You can body slam him. You can, trust me, I played a little bit in that era, you know, where there was no protection of the quarterback, you know, and guys were a little bit bigger, you know, like now, you know, linebackers 225 pounds. I mean, I remember Pepper Johnson at 250, LeVon Kirtland at 90, you know.
Right.
You know, so guys are a little bit, they're faster, but they're a lot smaller. So the impact is not as much. And those guys are a little bit more meaner. You know, the Kevin Greens, the Greg Lloyds, you know. I mean, the Derek Thomas, them guys are mean. They spit on you. And they'll gouge your eyes, they'll pinch you, they'll bite you, do whatever they can. You know, so... I don't see that type of mean streak in these guys these days, you know, when it comes to playing football. They're physical, but they're not mean.
Well, everyone's looking for the highlight play, and even on the defensive side of the ball, I feel like fantasy football is taking over social media. I feel like there's a lot of outside influences that have affected the game, and obviously the concussion lawsuit being one of them. We'll leave that for another day. Mike Pendleton here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com alongside Steve Sufferdin. We're talking to former NFL quarterback Jeff Blake, who also played here in Chicago. And I want to look at the situation here in Chicago, and being you would think that I'm like the worst judgment. I have the worst judgment on quarterbacks because I like Johnny Manziel, and I also like number 6 here in Chicago. I like Jay Cutler. Everyone else in the city hates him. What do you think? Jay Cutler is the right fit for the Chicago Bears?
I mean, Jay can play. It's not like he can't play, but I don't know his. I've never met Jay. I don't know his temperament, his mentality with his players. I don't know how he is in the organization. I don't know how he is with fans. I don't know how he is with the media up there. I don't know his temperament. But for the way he plays, he's a gunslinger. I think a lot of times it takes a good offensive coordinator to pull a guy like him back and take him and control him to pull the reins back. You know, you got a good running back, and you got a great running back, which you hardly used this year, you know, which was a shame. And you have these big receivers outside, you know. Brandon Marshall barely got any balls this year. It seems like, you know, Alshon Jeffries caught most of the balls. But you got, even when he was hurt, he was still catching, you know, 8-11 balls a game. So, and the defense has been totally dismantled ever since Lovie left. The defense is just went to crap. You know, I mean, how many balls can Peanut Tillman strip out every week, you know, for y'all to win? So. I think the first thing they need to do is get their defense back. You know, when I played up there, you know, all we had to score was 12 points and we win the game. You know, so, I mean, I think Al Horton threw 9 touchdowns the whole season and won, you know, 12 games. You know, that's unheard of. But the defense was scoring at least twice a game, you know, between the special teams and defense, we were scoring. You know, so I just think that if Cutler had a different offensive coordinator that could pull the reins back on him and put him more in a structured system and don't let him just gunsling and just do whatever he wants, I think he could turn it around.
He absolutely could. Switching gears a little bit, Jeff, you had a busy week last week. The week before the Super Bowl, you signed on as the official spokesman for Max Life Direct. Talk to us a little bit about why you signed on with them, what their products are all about, and how it's helped you being a retired NFL athlete.
Well, what Max Life Direct is deer antler spray, and it's a low T substance, which what it does for me personally, you know, I had a couple of key injuries in my career. I broke my foot, had a Lisfranc fracture against when I was with the Saints. That's when Aaron Brooks came in, and I had an opportunity to play. And then I had some serious knee problems as well on my front knee from getting hit a lot on that plant foot up in the front from people diving at my knees. You know, so I have those injuries, that injury as well. So what it does for me, though, it really helps cut down on my inflammation. It really helps my joints. It gives me the energy and the strength that I need to still rehab and train, because I have to keep my weight down. Because if my weight get up, it's going to be more pressure on my the joints and my foot. I still got two screws in my foot as well. So, I mean, that's part of the game. That's what it comes with. But and when you retire and you start getting older, those injuries affect you a lot more than when you're 23, 25, or when you're even in your 30s. I'm in my 40s now. I'm in my mid-40s now. So the older I get, I need something to help me sustain myself throughout the day. And that's what Max Life Dear Atmosphere does for me.
That's really cool that you were able to find something that helps. Last question before we let you go, and it's, again, directed towards what you're doing with Max Life. Why do you think it's still banned by major professional sports, even though it's all natural?
It's a matter of control. It's a matter of control, you know, because if they believe if they let one thing through, then something else is going to come through as well. So they have to control as much as they can as possible to keep even even the bad stuff out. You know, even though it's all natural, even though, you know, you guys go to GNC, certain things at GNC we couldn't take. You know, I mean, you couldn't even drink cough medicine before you took a drug test because it would show up as positive. You know, all kinds of things happen like that, you know. So that's how sensitive the NFL drug test is. So guys are very afraid of it, you know. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of guys probably won't do it. But I see a lot of retired guys and a lot of guys that that's in the gym training, a lot of other athletes that use it that's not in the NFL, though.
Before we let you go, Jeff, and that's great stuff. I like what the product you have going. And listen, for someone you've never met me, and I hope to meet you later on down the line, who looks like he's going to be 4 years old and still looking like I'm 12 years old, 140 pounds soaking wet, and I still get measured for rides at Six Flags. I'd take anything to make me feel better, look better, and be better. However, you played for a few teams, and I'm kind of the crazy one on this show, so I'm going to just ask you straight up, especially since you were a former Jets quarterback and a former Bears quarterback, me being a former Jets fan, I follow Rex Ryan. Wherever Rexy goes, I'm going with him. But where is the best city you played in, and what is the worst city you played in?
Probably the best city I played in where I had the most fun was when I was in Philly. I had a lot of fun. We went to the Super Bowl that year in 04. We had a great team. I mean, I love Andy Reid as a coach. He's a no-nonsense guy, but he's not a yeller and screamer. He don't say much to you. He just look at you, and you either on the bench or you playing. It's just that simple. If you mess up, you just don't play. He don't say nothing to you. He not going to yell at you. He not going to scream at you. They just had a sense of winning in that organization at that time, you know, and I think they went to four NFC championship games in a row. St. Donovan went to four NFC championship games in a row, and they lost three of them. That they won the fourth one. We beat Atlanta Falcons, I think, that's who we beat, and that put us in the Super Bowl.
And the worst has got to be the Jets, right? I mean, it's New York. It's awful management. It's okay.
Well, I wouldn't say it was the Jets. At that time, we were kind of when I was at the Jets, my first 2 years, in 92 and 93, we were definitely in a transition. We had a lot of older guys on our team. We had a very old team. I mean, we had Ronnie Lott, Art Monk. I mean, we had Chris Burkett, we had Kenny at quarterback. You know, we had, Scott Mercereau. I can name a whole bunch of dudes. We had Kyle Clifton at linebacker, Bobby Houston at linebacker, James Hasty, Brian Washington. I can name a whole bunch of them. There's a lot of older guys. We didn't have a young team at all. So I think we would have won some games if we had some younger guys with more speed and more that kind of stuff. But you think with that veteran team we had, we'd have won a lot more games. But it wasn't that case.
Well, Jeff Blake, we really appreciate the time. Hope we can do this again in the near future. Really appreciate what you're doing. What you did on the field and what you've done off the field as well. Great product you're going with here. So thank you for the time, and we hope to do this again soon.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Have a good evening.
You as well. Former NFL quarterback Jeff Blake.